Eternal wisdom has indeed prepared a banquet for us. He has given himself to us completely to be our food. Brothers and sisters, welcome back to Contemplata, a podcast for those thirsting to drink from the fountain of light on high. The Eternal Father never ceases to look with love and compassion upon the whole human race. And just as a good father is always concerned to provide food for his children, so the Eternal Father is eager to provide solid food for you and for me. But God knows the true food that the human heart really needs. Just as our bodies need nourishing food to keep us going, so our souls too need food, food of a more substantial kind, food that will last unto eternal life. But what is the food that you and I need the most? Many people might say love, eternal love, a love that endures forever. And surely every human being needs to love and be loved in a radical way. As Pope St. John Paul II put it, man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him. If he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it. Those words ring true to everyone who hears them. But we have to ask, is love the only thing that human beings need? Isn't one of our most profound needs also the need for truth? After all, who would want his or her life to be based on a lie? And what sort of love do you and I really want? A true love or a counterfeit love? The desire for truth is, in its own way, the most essential need of the human heart. With that in mind, let us note carefully a certain simple point. There is truth. Yes, the world is full of many different people, with many different opinions, with many different perspectives on life. The world is full of many different philosophies and many different religions. When we consider the varieties of beliefs and positions and perspectives on the world, it can be cause for bewilderment about the truth. It can seem like all the world is just a marketplace of ideas. It seems you can pick and choose your meaning, and you can pick and choose your morality, just like you can pick and choose your product from the shelf in a store. But there is more to reality than first meets the eye. And the good news is that there is more to reality than the marketplace of ideas. There is truth. Regardless of what you or I or anyone thinks, the truth is simply there. The truth is what it is. What is more, there is eternal truth. High above all things, in the heavenly places, God dwells in unapproachable light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The eternal truth is what it is, and no man on earth has the power to change it. The eternal truth does not grow old. It does not change with the times or fluctuate with the fads. Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. There is cause for rejoicing here. Rejoicing in the truth. There is eternal truth. There is a love that never ends, and both have been revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. In order to capture all of this more succinctly, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is one of the great themes of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament goes on for pages, singing the praises of eternal wisdom. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, it says in the Book of Wisdom. And in wisdom, there is a spirit that loves mankind. When St. Paul says that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God, Paul wants us to see that Jesus is radiant and unfading. And in Jesus, there is a spirit of love for mankind. Another important wisdom passage in the Old Testament is in Proverbs chapter 9. There we read that wisdom has built her house and set up her seven pillars. Wisdom has mixed her wine and set her table. Wisdom, it tells us, sends out her maids to invite all people to her banquet. Wisdom says to everyone, "Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed." The fathers of the church saw in this proverb a prophetic announcement of Christ and the Eucharist. To provide true food for us, food that will last, the Heavenly Father has sent into the world His eternal Son, Jesus Christ. He is the very wisdom of God. Jesus Christ has set up His house, His church, and in His house He has set up seven pillars, the seven sacraments. At the Last Supper, Jesus Christ established the true banquet of eternal wisdom, the Eucharist. He literally mixed wine with water. The Lord Jesus also sent out into the world His apostles, His evangelists, and His heralds of the gospel. And in the name of Jesus Christ, on His behalf, we say to all, come. The banquet of eternal wisdom is at hand. The Eucharist is true food for the soul, the one food that will last unto eternal life. Thanks to the banquet of eternal wisdom in our midst, Jesus Christ is not someone who simply lived in the historical past, nor is He someone who simply lives on high in heaven, nor is He someone who simply lives in our hearts. For Jesus Christ is really and truly present in the Eucharist. Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Wherever there are churches of apostolic origin, wherever there are ordained priests celebrating the Eucharist, there is the person of Jesus Christ Himself present on the altar. Eternal wisdom has indeed prepared a banquet for us. He has given Himself to us completely to be our food. Let us ponder for a moment what happens when family members share a meal. First, they come together. They are in each other's presence and company. As they eat, they talk to one another. They open their minds and hearts to each other. Basically, they live their life together. So too it is in the liturgy of the church. We come together with God for the banquet of eternal wisdom, the Eucharist. We converse with God. He opens His mind and heart to us in the readings, in the gospel, and in the homily. And we open our hearts to Him in the various prayers we send up. Basically, in the liturgy, we live our life together with God in our midst. Most importantly of all, Christ becomes our food. The memory of His passion is celebrated. The soul is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us. What a gift it is to take part in the Eucharist. Let us never take the gift for granted, but listen always to the voice of eternal wisdom saying to us, "Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed." Thank you for listening to this episode of Contemplata. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.